课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 5 Seeing a Doctor Unit 1 Seeing a Doctor for a Common Disease, Ailment Basic Expressions
I've got an appointment with Dr. Musson.
What's wrong with you?
I've got the flu.
Do you have a fever?
I'll give you a prescription.
It's gone from bad to worse.
When did these symptoms start?
I'm feeling better and better.
You may have an allergy.
Do you feel pain now?
I feel different, a little bit dizzy.
My back is bothering me a lot. Dialogues. Conversation 1. At your doctor's office with the secretary. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I've got an appointment with Dr. Musson at 2 o'clock.
Can I have your health card, please?
Here it is.
Please take a seat. Dr. Musson will be right with you.
Thanks.
Conversation 2. Talking with your doctor. You have a cold. What's wrong with you?
I've got the flu. My wife got this virus last week.She's okay now, but she gave it to me.
Good present, huh?
Oh, it is.
When did it start?
2 days ago.
Do you have a fever?
Actually, no, but my nose is running and I'm coughing.
Do you have a headache?
Yes, I've got a bad headache, and my stomach is hurting too. I also feel very tired.
Did you vomit?
No, but I feel like I might.
Okay, let me check. Don't worry, it's not very serious. I'll give you a prescription and you'll feel better in a few days. Drink more water and eat less meat and no seafood.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3. Revisit your doctor. Feeling bad.
How's your flu, sir?
It's gone from bad to worse.I feel bad all over. I started vomiting, and I have diarrhea.
When did these symptoms start?
Last night.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Hamburger and some shrimp.
That's why. I told you, less meat and no seafood. Do you still have a headache?
No, the headache's gone now.
Good. Take this prescription for medication to the drugstore.Stay home for a couple of days. Remember, less meat and no seafood.
All right, I'll remember this time. Thank you very much, doctor.
No problem. Conversation 4. Revisit your doctor. Feeling good.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm feeling better and better. The pills you prescribed really work.
Good. Let me check. Deep breath. One more time. Perfect. Do you still take your medication?
Yes. Every day, twice a day.
Great. Everything is fine. You don't need to take any more pills now.
Thank you very much, doctor.
My pleasure.
Conversation 5. Visit a doctor. Allergy. First appointment.
Hi, Mary. What can I do for you?
I've been sneezing for several days. My eyes are watery, and I feel an itch, too.
Do you have a cough?
No, I don't.
Do you have a fever?
No, I don't think so.
So I don't think you have a cold. You may have an allergy. It's very common in this season. Did you do any garden work?
Yes, I did a lot of gardening during the last few days.
Do you have many kinds of flowers in your garden?
Oh, yeah. Is there a way to find out what I'm allergic to?
From your symptoms, you may be allergic to some flowers.
Is there any medication I can take?
Yes, but first, I'll give you an allergy test.
Where can I get the test done?
In the lab next door.
Thanks.
Conversation 6. visiting a doctor, allergy, second appointment. Mary, I've got your allergic test reports. You've got an allergy to some flowers and trees.
Is it serious?
No, it's just a slight allergy. Nothing serious. So I'll give you a prescription. You must take it 3 times a day. If you've any problems with the medication, come to see me or call me immediately.
What's your office number?
610-789-2456.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I feel better knowing that there's nothing seriously wrong.
You're welcome.
Conversation 7. Talking with your doctor. Infection.
Good afternoon, Miss Lee.
Good afternoon, Dr. Musson.
So, what's your problem?
I've got an infected wound.
Let me take a look. It's swollen and red. When did this happen?
Last night. I cut myself with a knife when I was cooking.
Do you feel pain now?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a fever?
I don't know, but I feel different. A little bit dizzy.
Have you taken any medication?
No.
All right. First, let me take your temperature.
A minute later.
Good. You don't have a fever. Are you allergic to any medication?
Yes, I'm allergic to penicillin.
I'll give you a prescription that'll get rid of the infection quickly. If you don't feel better in 3 days, come and see me.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Conversation 8. Talking with your doctor. Back pain. First appointment. Hi, Charlie. What's the matter with you?
Hello, doctor. My back is bothering me a lot. I can't sit properly. I can't sleep well at night. It feels very painful.
Did you lift something heavy?
No, not at all.
How long has it bothered you?
Over a week.
Okay, let me check. Does it hurt when I press here?
Yes, it hurts there.
Have you been taking any pills?
No.
Okay, I need to do an ultrasound on your back. And I also want to get a blood sample from you.
Where can I get the ultrasound and blood work?
There are several places you can get these tests. My secretary will give you a list of places you can go.
When can I see you again?
As soon as we get your ultrasound and blood work reports. We'll call you to make an appointment.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Conversation 9. Talking with your doctor. Back pain. Second appointment.
I got your ultrasound and blood work reports. Everything is normal. Your spine has no problems, and your blood work report is fine.
But I still feel pain.
Yes, so it must be muscle pain. I'm going to write you a prescription. Are you allergic to any medication?
No.
Take this medication 2 times a day, 1 pill each time. If you still feel pain in 7 days, stop taking the pills and come back to see me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You'll be fine soon.
I hope so.
Unit 2. You feel something is wrong. Basic expressions.
I feel a problem in my throat when I swallow.
I'll send you to a thyroid specialist.
Can I see the specialist as soon as possible?
Is this a good time for you?
I'll take a tissue sample from the nodule.
Just a small needle.
Your test results were negative.
Can the nodule be removed now?
I'm hiding the truth about his health from him.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Something is wrong. See your doctor. First appointment.
What's wrong with you?
I feel a problem in my throat when I swallow, and when I touch my neck, I can feel a lump inside.
Let me check. Yes, there's something round on your thyroid. Do you feel any pain?
No, but I feel tired every day.
We need to do some blood work and get an ultrasound. Then we'll see what the reports say.
Can I get these tests here?
You can do the blood work here and do the ultrasound in the medical center downtown. The address of the medical center is 220 Yonge Street.
When can I see you again?
My secretary will call you when she gets your reports. Don't worry, I don't think the lump you feel is a bad one. It's soft.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. Something is wrong. See your doctor. Second appointment.
Hello, it's good to see you again. Here are copies of your medical reports. There's a nodule on your left thyroid. I'll send you and your medical reports to a thyroid specialist.
Is it serious? Is it cancer?
I don't think so. Don't worry too much.
Can I see the specialist as soon as possible?
My secretary will book an appointment for you as soon as possible.
Okay, I just called the specialist. He'll see you this Friday at 11 a.m. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Here's the address of the thyroid specialist.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3. Something is wrong. At the specialist's office. Third appointment. Hello, are you Miss Allen?
Yes.
I reviewed your medical reports. Is there a history of this problem in your family? For instance, do your parents or grandparents have a similar problem?
No, nobody in my family has this problem.
All right. Your blood work is fine. The medical report said there's a nodule on your left thyroid. It's about 12 millimeters by 10 millimeters. We need to do biopsy on the nodule.
What's a biopsy? Does a biopsy check to see if the nodule is cancer?
That's right. I'll take a tissue sample from the nodule and test it to see whether it is malignant or benign.
How is the test done? I'm a little bit nervous.
Take it easy. Just a small needle. Come to see me next Tuesday afternoon at 3:30.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Conversation 4. Something is wrong. At the specialist's office. Fourth appointment.
Hi, Miss Allen. How are you today?
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. I've got good news for you. Your test results were negative. The nodule in your thyroid is benign. Everything's all right.
Oh, thank God. I'm too young to die. So what do I do with this nodule?
Nothing. Just keep watching to see if it grows.
Is there anything else I need to do?
See me every 6 months.
Is there any medication I can take to kill this nodule?
No. You don't need to take any medication.
Can the nodule be removed now?
No, it's not big enough to take it out. You'll lose your thyroid function if you take it out. Don't worry so much. The best way to beat this problem is to leave it alone, or just forget about it.
I'm wondering what causes thyroid problems.
People are different, but it's related to family history. Too much stress, family problems, divorce, sudden loss in the family, nutrition, sleeping problems, etc. I'll give you a website you can use to research this problem.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
No problem.
Conversation 5. Talking with your doctor. Heart problem.
Hi, Mr. Wong. What can I do for you?
I woke up earlier than usual this morning. I couldn't breathe and I felt hot. I felt like I was having a heart attack.
How long did it take for you to get your breath back?
I'm not sure.
How do you feel now?
I still feel chest pain.
Have you had this problem before?
No, this is the very first time.
You need to go to a medical center for a heart exam.
Is the medical center downtown?
Yes, the address is on the top of this form.
One thing I'm worrying about.
Go ahead, please.
If these symptoms happen again, what can I do?
Don't worry. I'll give you a prescription in case it comes back. And don't live by yourself. If there's an emergency, dial 911 immediately.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Conversation 6. Patient's family talks with a doctor. Doctor, I've got a question about my father's condition.
Go ahead, please.
After this malignant tumor is removed, can it possibly come back?
Well, the chances of this kind of cancer coming back are high.
That's terrible. He's gone through 3 operations already. He suffered a lot. His body is beginning to shut down. He's so skinny and looks awful.
I know. We better talk to him. His heart condition has been a terrible jolt, too.
Oh, no. I'm hiding the truth about his health from him. He doesn't know he's got cancer.
He must know from his dramatic weight loss that something is really wrong. I'll talk to him and let him know about his condition.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Unit 3. Seeing a dentist. Basic expressions.
This toothache is really bothering me.
I'm feeling so sorry for you.
I'll fix the cavity on the right side.
Let's get started.
How do my teeth look?
This will not hurt.
That's a relief.
Will this be painful?
This gives the bleaching chemical time to work.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. First visit for a dental checkup.
Hi, how are you today?
Not good. This toothache is really bothering me. I can't sleep at night.
I feel so sorry for you. Maybe you've got a cavity. Let me check.
After the exam.
You've got 2 cavities on the left side and 1 on the right side.
That's why I'm suffering so much.
You need to have at least 2 more appointments to have those teeth fixed.
Can I get all 3 cavities fixed at the same time?
No. First I'll fix the cavity on the right side. Then I'll do a root canal on the left side. During the second appointment, I'll fix the 2 cavities on the left side.
Will these procedures be painful?
No, they are uncomfortable, but they don't actually cause pain. Don't worry too much. You'll be fine.
Conversation 2. Teeth cleaning and polishing.
Hello. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine, Doctor.
I see from your chart that you are here for your 6-month dental checkup and cleaning.
Yes, it's hard to believe that it has been 6 months since I was last here.
Okay, let's get started. We'll begin with the dental examination. Please open your mouth as wide as possible. That's perfect. Patient after the examination.
How do my teeth look, Doctor?
They are fine. No sign of any cavities or gum disease.
That's great news.
Now, we can start cleaning and polishing your teeth.
Conversation 3. Tooth extraction. Taken out.
Hello. What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, I think I broke a tooth. The pain is terrible.
I understand. Please sit down and let me take a look. Which tooth is it?
On the bottom of my jaw, near the back on the left-hand side.
Oh, yes, I see it. You have split the tooth completely in 2. It must be removed.
Can't we save it?
I'm afraid not. It is too badly damaged. Now, please sit still while I inject you with a pain medication to numb the pain. This will not hurt. Patient after the injection.
That feels much better, Doctor. The pain is gone.
Yes. Now I can pull the damaged tooth. Just remember to wash your mouth out 2x a day to keep the area clean until the jaw heals.
I will, Doctor.
Conversation 4. Inserting an artificial tooth. Now that we have removed your damaged tooth, you must decide what to do about the empty space between your teeth. I suggest we insert an artificial tooth in this area.
How much will this cost?
Well, this can be rather expensive, several hundred dollars. However, your medical insurance will pay for most of it.
That's a relief. What do we need to do?
I will send the tooth we removed to a dental laboratory. They will build an exact replica of the tooth made of special white porcelain. It will be very strong and will look just like your original tooth.
How long will this take?
It normally takes about a month for the new tooth to come back to my office from the laboratory. Once I receive it, my secretary will call you to set up an appointment to insert the new tooth.
Okay, doctor. Let's order it.
Conversation 5. Teeth whitening. Good afternoon, Mrs. Liu.
Good afternoon, doctor.
I see from the appointment book that you are here to get your teeth whitened. My assistant has all of the materials ready for us to begin. Please be seated.
Thank you. May I ask a few questions before we begin?
Certainly.
Will this be painful?
No, not at all. We simply place a mold over your teeth and rinse them in a special bleaching chemical to make their color whiter.
Oh, that's a relief. Also, can this be done in a single visit?
No. Normally, it takes at least 4 visits to make your teeth noticeably whiter.
I see. Finally, will I be able to eat or drink right away?
I suggest you wait at least an hour after each treatment before you put any food or water in your mouth. This gives the bleaching chemical time to work.
I understand. When can I schedule my next appointment for the second treatment?
I will have my secretary schedule your next appointment before you leave the office. Let's begin your whitening procedure now.
Thank you, doctor. Let's get started. I am very excited to see my new smile.